You know, there's one issue about what therapy you might recommend, but what I am going to see if I can pigeonhole you all into, but I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to, is the numbers that you would give them. So Matt, let's just try to play out this one case and see if there are numbers that you can give me. So we asked the audience, okay, you've got a patient who's got a PSA of 14, doubling time to 3 months on ADT, and the audience says, if we don't do anything and keep on LHRH agonist, the chance of developing metastatic disease is extremely high, more than 70%. Agree or disagree, Matt?
Too high.
What would you say?
I'd say probably more in the 50% range.
Okay.
I think the key takeaway here is that PSA doubling time predicts a bad natural history of untreated disease. It also predicts a bad outcome despite intervention. And so I'd say the median time to progression in a patient like this is probably 2 or 3 years. And when he progresses, he's likely to have metastatic disease.
So just kind of curious then, if the patient said to you, okay, you're telling me I have a 50% chance, you know, roughly, very roughly, big broad range of developing clinical metastatic disease in the next few years, what would the risk be if I take, for example, enzalutamide or apalutamide, Matt? What number would you give?
That patient, his chance of progression for castrate-resistant disease, his
right.
chance of progression.
So you agree with the audience?
Absolutely.
So, okay,
yeah.
Higher. And then how would that be altered, let's say 70%, by taking a drug like
enzalutamide? You cut it in by half or more.
You cut it in half.
Can I just throw this in?
Yeah.
So, you know, when I'm in a situation where there's sort of a equal poise as to whether to treat now or later, I might actually start the questioning to the patient, like what probability would trigger you to want something done? So if I tell you there's a 20% chance, is that sufficient? If it's 90, it's pretty easy. So you think about what's the future event that you might be using the drug to prevent, and if you have an estimate of that probability, some patients want everything even if it's only 5%.
I'm just trying to figure out what the numbers are to start with, and not so much what the patient preferences are.